It's Thanksgiving weekend, and in the podcast world, you know what that means. Turkey, family, and terrible download numbers. That's why so many podcasts take the week off. But you got all excited for a fresh episode of Unsung Science, and we didn't want to send you away empty-handed, empty-eared, whatever. So today, we're offering a Pogue Science Dose in another form. A free audiobook excerpt from my 2021 literary opus, How to Prepare for Climate Change. You're going to hear the introduction, which is designed to teach you the difference between mitigation and adaptation and convince you to keep doing the former, but start doing the latter. I'm David Pogue, and this is Unsung Science, The Substitute.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The Work Lab podcast from Microsoft answers the questions that keep business leaders up at night. Like, how can I reinvent processes for the AI era from customer service to sales to HR? How can I prepare for AI to fundamentally transform jobs, companies, industries, and the whole economy? Don't panic. Tune in. Each episode of WorkLab brings you the top experts, hard data, and actionable insights to help you future-proof your organization. Check out WorkLab, that's W-O-R-K-L-A-B, no spaces, on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introduction. Maybe you're liberal, maybe you're conservative. Maybe you think the climate crisis is man-made. Maybe you think it's just natural cycles. Maybe you think the whole thing is a Chinese hoax. Guess what? It doesn't matter. The world is getting hotter, natural systems are going haywire, and you should begin to prepare. Even if we stopped burning fossil fuels and chopping down forests tomorrow, we wouldn't stop climate change. We wouldn't stop land ice from melting, millions of people from enduring forced migration, thousands of animal species from going extinct, and thousands of people from dying every year from insane weather events that are hitting steadily more frequently. That's because 93% of our new improved heat has gone into the oceans, which take decades or centuries to heat up or cool down. As a result, the planet's climate would take a lifetime to reset. In short, the time for bickering about who or what is at fault is long gone. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, is the world's most authoritative climate assembly, 1,300 scientists from all over the world. Every few years, they release a sort of how screwed are we report card. In the latest report, the IPCC projects that the Earth's average temperature will rise between 2.5 and 10 degrees Fahrenheit in the next 100 years. And that's a very conservative estimate. After all, it had to earn a consensus of government bureaucrats. It's time to accept the new realities. Of extreme weather, sure, but also what that weather will mean for our everyday lives. A lot of conflict, cost, and chaos. In 2007, the New York Times interviewed John Holdren, Barack Obama's senior science advisor. What he said has become famous in climate circles. We basically have three choices. Mitigation, adaptation, and suffering. We're going to do some of each. The question is what the mix is going to be. Once you start reading about climate science, you encounter these terms a lot. Mitigation means trying to stop climate change. Replace fossil fuels with clean power, eat less beef, fly less, grow trees instead of clear-cutting them, adopt smarter farming and industrial techniques, drive less, have fewer children. Adaptation means coping with climate change. Build seawalls, raise houses, move farmland to cooler regions, plant heat-tolerant trees, buy out homeowners in flood-prone areas. Suffering. Well, you'll be hearing plenty about that. Here's an analogy. Suppose you're all dressed up and suddenly it starts raining hard. Mitigation would be aiming a blow dryer at the sky in hopes of drying up the rain. Adaptation would be opening an umbrella. There's no longer any intra-expert arguing over mitigation versus adaptation. It's too late for that. We have to do both as hard and as fast as possible. Reams have been written about what you, as an individual, can do to pursue mitigation, and you should. You should mitigate the hell out of your home, your family, your town, your employer, your voting record. But so far, the only people doing much adaptation are governments, corporations, and institutions. Where does that leave you, the individual? You can't build a seawall this weekend. You can't persuade farmers to move north. You can't develop drought-proof seeds. That's where this book comes in. It's a practical guide to adaptation steps that you can take as one person for your own benefit, your families, and your communities. It's about where to live, how to invest, what to eat, how to build, what insurance you need, how to talk to your kids. It's also about how to prepare for the extremes that are coming soon to weather near you. Floods, fires, heat waves, droughts, superstorms, water shortages, food shortages, power failures, and social disruption. Earlier this year, the Mauna Loa Observatory in Hawaii recorded carbon dioxide at 421 parts per million, the highest level in human history. And now you understand what that means. I hope you've enjoyed your complimentary dip into How to Prepare for Climate Change, the audiobook. I hope you'll get the book itself in paper, as an ebook, or as an audiobook, if the topic interests you. But above all, I hope you prepare for climate change in your own way. Meanwhile, I'll be back next week with a new, fully produced episode of Unsung Science. Thanks for listening.
If you like Unsung Science, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
I'm CBS News correspondent Major Garrett, host of the podcast Agent of Betrayal, The Double Life of Robert Hansen. During the Cold War, FBI agent Robert Hansen traded classified secrets to the Kremlin in exchange for cash and jewels. In the podcast, you'll hear from Hansen's closest friends, family members, victims, and colleagues for the most comprehensive telling of who Robert Hansen really was. Binge the entire series now. Agent of Betrayal, The Double Life of Robert Hansen is available on the Wondery app, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.